With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Reports that Nikki Haley is on the verge of dropping her bid for the Republican presidential nomination, and we expect to hear from her later in the morning. This after Donald Trump and Joe Biden swept Super Tuesday, each winning all but one of their races, setting the stage for a likely Biden-Trump rematch in November. Mr. Trump says his was an historic victory.
They tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing night, an amazing day. It's been an incredible period of time in our country's history.
No victory speech from Mr. Biden. Instead, a statement calling Mr. Trump a threat to democracy. And while former President Trump lost Vermont to Nikki Haley,
Baltimore-based investor Jason Palmer defeated President Biden in the tiny South Pacific U.S. territory, edging the president 51 votes to 40. The loss won't derail Mr. Biden's run for the nomination, but it's embarrassing for an incumbent president. American Samoa also delivered a surprising result in 2020 when former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg won the Democratic primary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff faces former baseball all-star Republican Steve Garvey in the race for the late Dianne Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat in California. Also at SRNNews.com, New York City Mayor Eric Adams wants to send more cops underground. He's looking to boost the number of officers in the subways to combat a crime surge. More charges filed against Democrat Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey and his wife Nadine. New charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice and obstruction of justice. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been higher so far. The Dow futures up 85 points. NASDAQ futures 126 points higher. This is SRN News. Liberty University has agreed to pay an unprecedented $14 million fine.
The Department of Education fined the Christian school $14 million for failure to disclose information about crimes on its campus and for its treatment of sexual assault survivors. It's by far the largest fine ever levied under a federal law that requires colleges and universities that receive federal funding to collect data on campus crime and notify students of threats. In a statement, Liberty University said it is fully committed to maintaining the safety and security of students and staff. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A new Dutch Holocaust Museum is set to open this week. The museum will tell the story of Dutch victims of the Holocaust. Three-quarters of the pre-war Dutch Jews are among the 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis. That's the largest proportion of any country in Europe. The museum opens in just a few months after the deadly incursions by Hamas into southern Israel in October. SRN News. Organized labor gaining ground in the world of college sports.
The Dartmouth men's basketball team has voted to unionize, taking an unprecedented step toward forming the first ever labor union for college athletes. In a campus election supervised by the National Labor Relations Board, the players voted 13-2 to join Service Employees International Union Local 560, which already represents some Dartmouth workers. The school can still appeal to the NLRB and the federal courts that could delay negotiations over a collective bargaining agreement until long after the current members of the basketball team have graduated. I'm Geffen Kulbach.
A Malaysia Airlines flight vanished without a trace March 8, 2014, one of aviation's biggest mysteries. Investigators still do not know exactly what happened to the aircraft or its 239 passengers. More details at SRNNews.com.